You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It's Tuesday, January 9th, and we're talking some Cubs baseball. We bring in Cubs reporter for MLB.com, Carrie Muscat. Happy New Year to you, Carrie. Just over a month until pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training. We'll look at all aspects of the team in terms of lineup and rotation coming up, but I just wanted to get your overall take right now in terms of the offseason. Has the team, the organization, from your point of view, accomplished what they set out to do prior to the offseason?
No, I think there's still some moves to be made, and I'm not sure if they'll be done this week. When we're talking, is kind of we're leading up to the big Cubs convention, which is this weekend in Chicago. I'm not sure that they'll be introducing a pitcher or anybody at that event, but I do know that they're still in the market for a starting pitcher, and I think that the roster is not quite set.
And when you talk about the roster specifically, one of the names that's been out there in terms of a rumor name is Alex Cobb. He used to be teammates with Drew Smiley, so we hear things about, oh, maybe there's some recruiting going on there. Could Cobb be a guy that the Cubs really target and could just plug right into that rotation immediately?
Yeah, Cobb is that type of pitcher. He would fit very nicely because he wouldn't be expected to be a 1-2-3 type starter. The Cubs have that with John Lester, Hendricks, and Jose Quintana. But Cobb isn't the only one that has been mentioned. You know, the Cubs are still talking to Jake Arrieta. The Cubs also met with Yu Darvish. Neither of those free agents have signed. So, and there's still the possibility, although I know that they would prefer not to do that, but there's still the possibility of a trade. The Cubs just don't want to part with any of their talented young players, the Javi Baez and Addison Russell, those guys, they'd like to keep them. So they need the pitching. It's just a matter of what price.
Right. Yeah. Always a question of risk reward there, what you're willing to give up and then be able to get back coming in a deal. Yeah. And let's look right at the rotation now while we're there. We'll get to the lineup in a minute, Carrie. But rotation wise, you mentioned the main three there at the top. And if they solidify the back end of that rotation, bring in an Alex Cobb, I mean, that would clearly be tremendous. Last season, the Cubs allowed the seventh fewest runs in baseball, 3.95 ERA as a team. So if it stands pat the way it is now, do you see that there still could be some improvement individually from some of those guys, or is that pretty much what they are, is what we saw last season now?
Well, I think last season what was odd was a lot of guys dealt with injuries. Lester, wasn't happy. He didn't reach his 200 innings. Hendricks had a hand injury that kept him out a lot longer than he expected. And then you've got, it'll be interesting to me to see how Jose Quintana does being with the Cubs for the full season. He was acquired at the trading deadline last year. And then you've got the new guy in the mix is Tyler Chatwood, who is probably ecstatic to not have to pitch at Coors Field as a home field anymore. His numbers there and on the road are pretty incredible. He has like a 6.01 ERA in Denver compared to a 3.49 ERA on the road. So I think he's very excited about not having to be at Coors. But, again, the nice thing is whatever pitcher they acquire, if they pick up an Alex Cobb, he can slide into the number 4-5 spot. The biggest issue for this team, and it was last year too, is depth. They just don't have the depth that they would like. And if the season started today, which was a little assignment that we got from our editors, and is now on Cubs.com, but if a season started today, the best I can do at the number 5 spot is Eddie Butler, who's a right-hander who was there last year and just really wasn't consistent.
Yeah, in depth, as we were just talking with about the Cardinals too. They don't maybe have the same talent at the front end of the rotation, but they have more depth in the rotation. So it's sometimes hard to weigh what's more important. But over the course of a season, as you said, depth so important to the rotation. And let's just segue over to the bullpen as well, where depth is also a main issue there. Always a lot of turnover usually with teams in terms of their bullpen. But talk a bit about the Cubs and their bullpen going into 2018.
I think right as of today, the Cubs like their pen because Joe Maddon likes to say he likes a thick bullpen, that's his word for depth. And I think they feel that they're at that point, although it's a little unclear. as to who's going to be the closer. As of now, it would appear to be Brandon Morrow, who they signed to a free agent, who they signed, although he hasn't been a closer since early in his career. In a perfect world, they've also added some other pitchers to the pen, Steve Cishek, I'll get that right, and there's a kid named Dario Alvarez, who's a left-hander who they like. So they've got some more names. They've got some young kids, like a Rob Zastrzyzny, who might surprise people. So I think they have a lot of depth there. I think the biggest question mark to me for them in the bullpen is, what are they going to get from Justin Wilson? He's a lefty, picked him up at the last year from the Tigers, and he just really struggled with the Cubs, and they're not sure. And that's pretty much the biggest project for new pitching coach Jim Hickey, is to try and figure out how to get Wilson back on track.
And let's look at the lineup, too, as we kind of complete looking at the whole team right now as well. We talked about depth within the pitching staff, but in terms of the lineup, it seems like there's a lot of versatility and options for Joe Maddon moving forward. The Cubs finished fourth in runs scored last year. They batted .255 as a team. Sometimes it almost seems like there's too many options. I guess that's a good problem to have, though. What's your take on the lineup?
It is a good problem to have, and I guess what I like and what Maddon does like is that they are versatile. For this assignment, we had to pick the lineup, projected lineup, if the season started today. And they're still unsettled in terms of the leadoff man. I put Ben Zobrist up there just because he's the best in terms of the on-base percentage. He's coming off a down year, but he was bothered by a wrist injury, which is most ball players will tell you is just something that really sets them back quite a bit. They could be rotating people in the leadoff spot. They used 11 different leadoff batters last year, so they could, and they still scored 800 plus runs, so it didn't seem to hamper them too much. But the middle of the order will pretty much Bryant, Rizzo, Contreras, that'll stay the same. And then Kyle Schwarber, you put him in there, Addison Russell. I mean, the lineup really looks pretty good. They're not set as to who's going to be the leadoff man. They like to say that it's a luxury, not a necessity. And I know, they'll keep reminding us that you only lead off once, and that's the, first at bat in the game. But I still think it'd be nice if there was just that one guy kind of designated for that spot, and that it would sort of set up everybody else.
Yeah, sometimes it's a comfort factor, too, when someone knows that's where they are, and it kind of sets up the lineup. It's something that the team knows that it's going to be that way, and it makes it easier. Kerry, as we wrap up here, the Rookie Career Development Program, MLB continuing that program, took place last weekend for the Cubs. Albert Alzolay, right-handed pitcher, took part in that. If you could talk a little bit about him and the progress he's made.
Well, he's a really interesting pitcher, and to be perfectly honest, wasn't really on my radar until Theo Epstein mentioned him kind of at the end of last season, where he said he was a young pitcher to keep an eye on. He's 22, right-handed, from Venezuela, and last year at High A Myrtle Beach, he went 7-1 with a .298 ERA and 15 starts. Which is nice. He also pitched in the Arizona Fall League, and just forget the numbers in Arizona because guys are tired, but it gave him a chance to pitch against really better talent than Class A level, because a lot of those kids in the Fall League are kids that teams think are, boom, almost ready for the big leagues. And that was a good test for him. He's still working on his changeup. He'll be the first to tell you that. But what's nice is he's very teachable, very coachable. He's really eager to improve. And he worked with his pitching coach, Anderson Tavares, in the minors, and they worked on using his lower half, his legs more, to help his pitching, and it really worked. And the other kind of cool thing that he did was he worked on meditation.
Oh, wow.
He said that has helped the mental part of his game, where he's taken some time to make sure that he meditates every day. And it's something the Cubs have worked on with their mental skills program. And I think it seems to be paying off for this young man.
Sounds like something anyone, we all could use some advice.
Yes, we all could use about 10 minutes of peace, yeah, just to sort of
exactly.
Sit there. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Carrie, great stuff. Thanks so much for the time, as always. We'll talk to you again very soon as the season approaches. Thanks, Carrie. I'm Darwin Zook.
Very good, thank you.
Thanks for tuning in. MLB.com Extras. MLB Pipeline's Jim Callis caught up with Adbert Alzolay at last weekend's Rookie Career Development Program, and here's what he had to say.
Adbert, how much did you know about the Rookie Career Development Program before you got the invitation here, and how much do you think it's going to help you when you get called up to the big leagues?
I mean, before I got the call off to come to the Rookie Career Development, I didn't know nothing about this. I mean, then I talked to Gleyber Torres, and he was explaining me about the, about this opportunity. He says it's gonna be a good opportunity for you because you're gonna learn a lot of how to be in the big leagues your first year, how to you know how to administer your money. So I think it's gonna be a really interesting 2 more days here.
Good. And then this has been a big year for you. You know, you kind of like took a big step forward in 2017. You pitched very well, got to Double-A, pitched well in the fall league. What do you think made the difference for you? What was really working for you this year that helped you make that leap?
I mean, this year, yeah, like you said, was a really year for me. Since spring training, I was focused on incorporating my legs to my delivery. Through the whole year, I was doing that, like, with my pitching coach in high A, Anderson Tavares. We were working on that every single day to use my legs, and I think that was the key to have this successful year.
We were talking a little bit before off camera. You know, if you're a Cubs prospect, it's probably a lot better to be a pitcher than a hitter because that lineup's so loaded, but they're looking for young pitching. I mean, do you, as a prospect, you kind of keep an eye on what the big leagues team's doing with the pitching staff, and when you hear, you know, discussions about free agents or trades they might make, do you keep an eye on that?
Well, not really.
You just figure that when you're ready, they'll call you up, and you don't have so much worry about that. What did you work on in the Arizona Fall League? Because that gave you an extra chance to develop a little bit more after the season.
During the Arizona Fall League, I was working on my changeup because I know if I'm going to be starting in the big leagues, I need to have that pitch, you know, because I think that pitch will make me be a better pitcher. So, I spent the Fall League working on my changeup. I think I'm ready for this season I'm just ready to get a call up in some point. Help the team there.
Okay, we have a few fun questions we're asking everybody. What uniform number do you wear, and why do you wear that number?
I wear, last year when I was in Merrill Beach, I wear 29 because for me it's a special number because that was the day that I signed it with the Cubs, and it is my nephew's birthday day too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Is there anyone famous that people tell you look like? Do you have a celebrity look-alike at all?
When I was in Arizona, I went to a barber shop, and the barber that was cutting my hair, he said that I look like Manny Machado.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not a bad one. What is the craziest baseball experience you've ever had?
I think it was my first year when I first signed it. We were playing in the Venezuelan Summer League. We were playing the final game. I was pitching, so that day was really, really exciting for me because, you know, I never been in that situation before, so I was like, okay, what am I gonna do here? I need to keep calm, all that.
How'd you do?
I did pretty well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what's your, do you have a favorite Major League Baseball memory from when you were a kid?
Yeah, my favorite baseball memory is Felix Hernandez.
Okay, yeah, fun to watch. Perfect game and all that?
Yeah.